Proclamation number 8854 of 16th of September, 1964. Great spiritual need. Warning of new banishment. That my word sounds to you all the time is also to be a perpetual impetus for you to your mission activity, because the spiritual trouble on earth is so great that you will truly undertake no vineyard work in vain, that everyone is once addressed by you and therefore also cannot remain without responsibility. I let my voice sound in every way. I touch men who are not receptive for the spoken word. I announce myself to them in form of blows of fate, but I leave no man unwarned. Because they stand before their last decision and then have to take upon themselves the lot, which they have created for themselves. Oh, if only you humans would listen to my words, if only you humans would be aware of the earthly life you only lead for the sake of this decision. You will not be able to enjoy earthly life for much longer, for you are approaching the end with giant strides. And what comes afterwards is so dreadful that you are not able to grasp it, and I want to protect you from this dreadfulness and only demand of you that you listen to me when I speak to you through my word or through strokes of fate. It is always my language, which sounds to you, which only I can speak to you, because also in the latter I want to be heard by you. And you will still very often be affected by strokes of fate, for I express myself in such a way that you should recognize me as a power which you cannot resist, and you must now acknowledge this power and call to it for help. If you only acknowledge me, if you send this call to me fully consciously, then you are rescued for time and eternity, but I must demand this acknowledgement. Otherwise your earth course is in vain, in which you are to turn towards me again completely, as you had turned away from me before. And the spiritual hardship is so great because it is a decision for eternal times, because if you make the wrong decision you will have to take the path through matter again from which I want to protect you. And as long as therefore my word sounds to you, you can be pointed out through these my messengers to the disaster, which threatens you, if you decide wrongly. You can take note of the knowledge, which is also not denied to you, which gives you information about your purpose of earth life, about your beginning and your final aim. And blessed is he who accepts this knowledge, who lets himself be taught without resistance and who recognizes in the giver the creator of heaven and earth, who feels himself to be his creature of whose love and grace he is dependent. And blessed are my messengers who always and constantly do vineyard work. To them, too, I promise my help and only admonish them not to become lukewarm and indifferent in their work for me and my kingdom. For I know how great the spiritual need is. Alone know where help can still be brought to erring souls, where people can be found who gladly accept my word and carry it on. And my loving care is meant for all of them, so that no word is spoken in vain, which they express for me and my kingdom, so that they are touched and also the power of my word is apparent to all. And my word will flow out there, where hearts willing to receive are found, and even if they are only few. But these few will be rescued from the lot of a new banishment in solid matter. Amen.